Hey, Corey, another strong effort for you guys this afternoon. Five wins in a row, three during this long road trip in Western Canada. Things have been really going well for you offensively, but especially defensively. I want to pick the brains out of one of the defensemen out there. How did it go out there?
Went pretty well. I think we give ourselves a good chance every night if we play well defensively. We can score. We know that. We can work teams down low. We're really good in the offensive zone. So I think if we have a priority for defense, good gaps, don't let them set up. Try and exit the zone as fast as we can to go play offense. I think we find success in that.
You played for the Stockton Heat last year, so you know that this team pretty well. It's the same coach behind the bench. There's a lot of players coming back from another year this year with the Heat. For you, this is the right way to force them to make mistakes like it happened in the third period on the winning goal from Teasdale?
Yeah, I think that's pretty universal. You take time and space away from anyone, and eventually they're going to cough pucks up, make mistakes. So it's just a matter of being in your spot, having good sticks, playing physical, taking, like I said, as much time and space away as we can, and pouncing on the opportunities they give us.
Is it a different sentiment for you beating your former team?
Not really, no. It's good to see some of the old guys I have friendships with, but at the end of the day, it's just another team, and big wins for us.
Thank you, Corey.
Next question, Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Corey. Over the last 6-7 games, you've been playing with Otto Leskinen. Can you tell us what you've seen from him?
I think we work pretty well together. I think especially the last handful of games, we've been pretty effective. He's a great player. He's got good mobility. Good nose for the puck, strong defensively. He's got a great stick. And I think, when we play quick, move the puck well, we usually have pretty good games together.
And how different has it been being on a road trip this year compared to previous years?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different. There's obviously a lot more rules and regulations you got to follow. But at the end of the day, we're grateful to be playing. We're grateful to even be in this situation. So we're going to do everything we can to be grateful for that. It's different. It's not going to be as sociable going out to eat. Can't go out to eat, but it's different. But it's just something that we got to live with, and it's another adjustment we got to make.